Now, before we go any further, please tell me, how did you end up here?
Well, I guess it all started when I was standing in line at the grocery store. I knew it was already a bad day because I wanted to go to Aldi's, but I ended up at Saves-A-Lot. I had three items in my cart: a pack of batteries, a flashlight, and the new Entertainment Weekly with the brilliant cast of Sex and the City on it. Let me remind you, I had no intention of using all these together. There was a rash of sighs and boos coming from up in the line somewhere, so I peered around the woman in front of me and I looked. You wouldn't believe that I saw Louis Anderson up front, trying to cut in line. To make a long story short, he tried cutting a few more people without any success, and a store security guard made him go to the back of the line. As he walked by me, we made eye contact, and I knew by the look in his eye that he wanted my attention somehow. Kind of nudged his head to the left, telling me to come with him. So I did. To make a long story short, we met in the frozen food aisle, and he said he had a plan. And I said, what kind of plan are you talking about? I'm just trying to check out these groceries. He said, I know how we can get these groceries for free, so follow me. Once again, I followed Louis Anderson. But this time we went out the back door and into the staff parking lot. I said, hey Louis, I don't think we should be out here, man. He replied with a simple, yes, we should. I said, how could this even possibly help us get these groceries for free? I have a family to get back to. Then he said, look, we have the groceries and we're not in the store anymore, are we? I immediately panicked. I wasn't a thief. How could I let Louis Anderson talk me into stealing from Saves-A-Lot? He said time was running short and we had to get moving now. I said, what are you talking about now, Louis? And then he let me in on a little secret. Secret he's been keeping his entire career. He set down his bag of groceries and looked at me square in the eye. And he said, have you ever heard of the Squirrel Men? I said, no. And then he said, they're hot on our trail. We gotta get moving. And just like that, he began to jog away. And I said, whoa, wait, hey, Louis, wait up. What are you talking about? Then he turned back around and he came back to me. Didn't you hear a word I just said? He told me. And I said, yeah, I just don't understand. Then Louis began to explain a little more. He said, back in the 70s, I was working on a top secret film with Phyllis Diller. Little did I know the movie would never make it to the big screen. That was the first problem. If the American public got their hands on that movie, they would have known long ago about the Squirrel Man. It was a documentary of sorts, one that portrayed me as a Squirrel Man. I didn't want to play the part, but they forced me to. The plot began to twist wildly out of control, and they started adding things about spaceships and Martians and... Wait, Louis, what are you talking about? What does this have to do with Squirrel Men? I quickly added. And then he said, oh, what? Did I not mention this was based on a true story? I couldn't describe the chills that were sent down my spine. He had me hooked and frightened. What do we do? Then he told me about a secret. Another secret. He said just outside of town was a Burger King. A Burger King that hardly anybody went to. And that's where we would find the virus tubes that would kill the Squirrel Men for good. I said, well, how do we get there? He said, hop on my back. So I violently pushed my grocery cart to the ground and I hopped on Louis Anderson's back. We began to gallop down the street. We were galloping down neighborhoods and by the bowling alley. And that's when he said, oh my God, hang on. I gotta take a break. So we pulled over next to a tree, and we sat underneath it for a few minutes. He said, the gods are really gonna shine on you for helping me out, buddy. I said, hey, it's the least I can do. Then, without warning, the tree began to shake. We both looked up real quick, and we saw a Squirrel Man jump down, and it bit Louis Anderson on the face. I'm not kidding. This thing was about 4 feet tall, and it had sharp teeth and wings like a flying squirrel would. The squirrel then slashed his claws against Louis Anderson's neck. Blood was spewing everywhere. The squirrel ran off and down into the sewer somewhere. I said, oh my God, Louis, are you okay? He gurgled up blood, but the only thing I could make out was, please, get to the Burger King. I said, you can count on me, Louis. So I trucked it hard and fast down the street, and I finally arrived at the Burger King. I walked in, and then you said,
now before we go any further, please tell me, how did you end up here?
So I just told you, so do you guys have any anti-squirrel vials anywhere down in your basement?
No, we don't. This is just a normal Burger King. See all the happy people sitting around eating their Whoppers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
So, can I take your order?
I guess I'll take a number one with cheese.
You want fries with that?
Better make it onion rings.
Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Hasn't Louis Anderson been dead for 15 years?